Today, you can buy a BMW made entirely in the USA. You can also buy a Chevy made completely in South Korea. And those are just two examples of how globalization and tax laws have changed corporate identity. What does it mean to be an American company nowadays?
The inversion virus now seems to be multiplying every few days. Medtronic, Mylan, Mallinckrodt, and many more deals have either occurred recently or are currently in the works.
That's Democratic Senator Ron Wyden at the U.S. Senate Committee on Finance Tuesday responding to the growing practice of U.S. companies forfeiting their U.S. citizenship to move abroad and take advantage of lower corporate tax rates, something we used to call tax evasion. Now has the fashionable name of inversion. Joining me to discuss this is United States Senator and Assistant Majority Leader Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois. Senator, welcome to The Takeaway.
Glad to join you.
So you are at this moment concerned that the Midwestern American brand of Walgreens might be considering moving somewhere besides the United States. Describe that to us.
Walgreens is, of course, originally an Illinois company that has expanded to a nationwide presence. I've been very proud of this company because I think they're responding to needs across the United States. Now they bought a company in Europe called Alliance Boots, and they are at least deliberating over whether they're going to renounce their American corporate citizenship and move to Switzerland. The object, of course, is to find a lower tax rate and to avoid paying their fair share of U.S. federal taxes.
How much would this mean to the U.S. Treasury if everybody did it?
Well, the estimates are really hard to pin down. We think 50 or 60 corporations have done this already, and we think the loss to the Treasury over a period of years will be over $20 billion. For this company, it's estimated Walgreens would avoid paying about $800 million in taxes each year for 5 years. That, of course, is a huge sum of money, and that seems to be the incentive for them to move.
That is real money. Now, Senator Wyden was talking about some familiar names there. Medtronic, I believe, is a Midwest brand. Do you believe they are no longer a U.S. company?
It's my understanding they're moving. They're based in Minnesota, and they are planning to move their corporate headquarters. You know, I have to say, when it comes to these companies, I think we need to reflect on reality. The reality is, whether it's AbbVie, used to be Abbott Labs, moving to the island of Jersey, or whether it's Walgreens, we're dealing with companies that built their businesses in America and relied on American investment for their profits. National Institutes of Health, funded by American taxpayers, provide the basic research to find new drugs, which companies like AbbVie would then protect their rights to through the U.S. Patent Office, another taxpayer-supported government service. When it comes to Walgreens, they rely heavily on Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements for their profits, their huge profits in the United States. They are trying to take advantage of everything in America. They just don't want to pay for America, and so they want to move their citizenship overseas.
Don't the U.S. Laws cover taxes on foreign companies doing business in the United States? Doesn't the U.S. have the ability to tax U.S. subsidiaries of foreign companies? And is that a way of getting this tax money back, raising some of those taxes or viewing the companies differently?
Well, there are two things. First, we do tax. And the reason for many of these moves is to avoid paying that tax, to try to show your profits are actually overseas profits, subject only to overseas taxes and not to U.S. taxes. Secondly, of course, we have the capacity to change the law to discourage these so-called inversions or desertions, I would say, or probably a corporate desertion is a better term if you want to describe what's happening here. But the reality is we're getting mixed signals from the Republicans as to whether or not they think this is a problem. I think it is. I think these companies that are deserting the United States and renouncing their American citizenship put an added burden on companies remaining. You know, CVS came by the office the other day, major competitor to Walgreens, and I said, "Are you leaving?" They said, "We have no plans to leave," but this gives a dramatic advantage to Walgreens in terms of more money they can invest in the United States.
Can you do anything? Can you actually pass a law in this free trade environment to prevent inversion from happening, to prevent a company from moving to Switzerland?
We can, but we're not likely to. And the reason, of course, is that the Congress, as we know it today, with the Tea Party domination of the House Republicans, makes it almost impossible to even say the two words tax code. Many of them live in mortal fear that that just invites a primary contest. And if we are going to change the tax code to try to keep companies in America, to keep their profits subject to American taxation, I'm afraid we aren't going to find a very welcome chorus in the House of Representatives.
So Fruit of the Loom, the underwear that I might be wearing, based in the Cayman Islands, not a U.S. company.
Oh, let me tell you, that's another great tax dodge. There are these islands with businesses that consist of one building housing hundreds of business. It's a complete fiction. It's a paper transfer. It has nothing to do with a presence in the Cayman Islands. These are tax dodges that are allowed within loopholes in our tax code that we've been unwilling or afraid to tackle. I think it's long overdue to have real tax reform and address some of these outrages.
Is Apple an American company based on their accounting of their profits overseas?
You know, it beats me. I would have to tell you, I assume they are, even though they have vast businesses overseas. But when you go through the list, my assumption is Apple is an American corporation.
But a lot of these companies are just kind of thumbing their nose at Congress because they know you're not going to do anything about it for the reasons you've just described.
Oh, of course. Now, they have their accountants and their attorneys. They've gone through the tax code. They found a tax evasion here that they believe is legal, and they're going to pursue it. And if their goal is to increase the bottom line at any cost, then that's going to happen. I just wonder at these board meetings, when these so-called board of directors, the American Board of Directors, when they consider these possibilities, does any one member of the board of directors hold up his or her hand and say, you know, why don't we think about this for a second? Giving up our American corporate citizenship to make a few more bucks, have we reached that point? Apparently, that conversation doesn't take place in the boardrooms that decide to invert. If we are serious about this, if we want to make sure that this country continues to grow, there should be some sense of corporate responsibility to this nation.
Senator Dick Durbin, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.